Unit 11, page 165. Read.
Welcome home. You just got back from a long, hard day at the office. You're exhausted. All you want to do is take off your jacket, put down your briefcase, and relax over a great dinner. Then, just as you're about to sit down at the table, the phone rings. You hesitate to pick it up. It's probably just another telemarketer trying to talk you into buying something you really don't need. But what if it's not? It could be important family news that you don't want to miss out on. You have to find out.
Hello?
You answer nervously.
Good evening. Is this Mr. Groner?
A strange voice asks. You know right away that it's a telemarketer. Your last name is Groden.
We have great news for you. You've been chosen to receive an all-expenses-paid trip to the Bahamas. It's an offer you can't afford to turn down.
Telemarketing, the practice of selling products and services by phone, is spreading throughout the world as the number of phones goes up and phone rates come down. To most people, annoying calls from telemarketers are about as welcome as a bad case of the flu. What can be done about this invasion of privacy? Experts have come up with several tactics that you can try out.
Sign up to have your phone number placed on a do not call list. If you're on the list and telemarketers keep on calling, write down the date and time of the call and find out the name of the organization calling you. You can then report the call to the proper authorities. Use caller ID to help identify telemarketers. If an unfamiliar number shows up, don't pick up the phone. Even better, use the Block This Caller feature on your phone to prevent future calls from getting through. If you have answered the phone, say, firmly but politely, "I'm hanging up now," and get off the phone. Ask the telemarketing company to take you off their list, but don't count on this happening immediately. You may have to ask several times before it takes effect.
None of these measures will eliminate all unwanted telephone solicitations, but they should help cut down the number of calls that you receive. Telemarketing, however, is part of a larger problem. We are constantly being flooded with unwanted offers and requests. Junk mail fills up our mailboxes, and later our trash and recycling cans when we throw it out. And the invasion is, of course, not limited to paper. When you turn on your computer and check your email, you have to deal with spam, the electronic equivalent of junk mail. What's the solution? Leave home? Move to a desert island? Maybe not. They'll probably get to you there anyway.